Welcome to the Depth Dive. We've got quite a peculiar source in front of us today. It's a promotional document, looks current, for a very specialized service operating right here in London. So our task really is to analyze this material. We want to unpack the claims being made by someone who calls themselves a black magic specialist. And this isn't some historical thing. This is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It's modern commerce mixing the ancient and the digital. We're curious what that tells us about today.
Yeah, it's fascinating just from a marketing perspective, isn't it? The source really focuses on one individual, Pandit Prem Kumar. He's presented as this renowned expert.
Right.
Offering, it says, effective solutions for life's problems using these traditional specialized techniques.
Yeah.
We're just looking at it purely as a commercial text, really, illustrating a unique kind of market.
Okay, so let's get into that setup. Pandit Prem Kumar, he's positioned very specifically as the black magic specialist in London. That's quite precise geographically for something you might think of as more mystical.
It is precise. And if you look at what they claim to cover, the scope of expertise, well, it hits all the big modern anxieties.
Yeah.
Love life, career, personal problems.
The usual suspects.
Exactly. They explicitly promise help to overcome, and this is their phrase, life's toughest challenges. It's a very wide net, makes it relevant to almost anyone, you know, feeling stressed in a big city.
And this is where I think the marketing gets really clever. You kind of have to admire how they blend the old methods with very modern, almost corporate reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
The source directly mentions using these specialized techniques, right? But then it immediately emphasizes a safe, confidential approach.
Yeah, and powerful results tailored to your unique situation. That specific language.
It's almost like standard consulting language.
It really is. That's the paradox.
Yeah.
How does something described as, you know, ancient black magic become safe and confidential in the way we think about, say, therapy or financial advice today?
Right.
The wording feels very professional services boilerplate. It sort of strips away some of the maybe intimidating cultural specifics for a modern consumer.
And they absolutely lean into that professionalism with how you contact them. They're not hidden away.
Not at all.
Despite the ancient methods, they're fully set up for modern business. There's a clear website address, panditprimkumar.co.uk, specifically the Black Magic Removal in London page.
Yep, got that here. And a business email, panditprimkumarji@gmail.com, plus a direct phone number, a UK mobile.
Plus 4475351-6399.
So connecting that to the bigger picture, this accessibility is really key, isn't it?
Yeah.
They aren't relying on whispers or hidden networks.
No, it's advertised.
It's advertised. Specialized traditional services offered through very modern professional digital means. That, I think, is the real nugget here. The seamless commercialization of something esoteric, right, in a major global city like London.
So recapping, we've basically outlined the specific claims, the focus on these specialized traditional methods, and this very contemporary professionalism from Pandit Prem Kumar in London. It's this really striking mix of the mystical and the accessible business model.
Which really leaves you with a thought, doesn't it? When
yeah.
people face those high-stakes life challenges, you know, career feels stuck, relationships are breaking down, why would modern city dwellers be drawn to solutions openly advertised with terms like black magic?
Instead of the usual routes.
Exactly, instead of more conventional avenues. What does the apparent success, or at least the professional marketing of this kind of specialized service, tell us about maybe the limits of our usual support systems in meeting those deep modern emotional or psychological needs? Something to think about.